everybody. I'm really happy you came here. I'm happy you are so many here. And I'm happy that the organizers of this conference invited me. And we have just 20 minutes, so let's talk about if to regulate Bitcoin or not regulate Bitcoin, because that's the question. Because before I start to talk about it, I want to tell you how I met Bitcoin, because this was a long time ago, I think much more than 10 years ago, and I was at the editor place of Ludwig von Mises Institute, and we were publishing some article about Bitcoin, and I think this was the first time I have heard about it. And back then it was like, yeah, it's a project, some tool for achieving liberty. I liked it because it was a competition to government money, and I don't like government money which are imposed to us by the state and central banks. And back then, Bitcoin for me didn't look like something what, I don't know, what I would buy to invest or buy to earn money or something like that. It was just a project which was competing with state. And I was like, okay, I'm going to support it. So I bought some without any expectation, because back then, for me, it was just a tool for achieving liberty. And it didn't change, I think, till now. And I know that Bitcoin is, for many people, instrument for investment or instrument for getting rich or whatever. But after that many, many years, for me, it's still the same, a tool for achieving liberty. And a lot of things have changed, like Bitcoin is getting popular, and politicians are Bitcoiners now, even, because they would do quite anything for getting votes in elections. And if the Bitcoin is popular, they are using it. You know, here's a lot of people from other countries, but I see some faces from Czech Republic. So you probably know Babiš and Schillerová with the bees on their clothes. Yeah, and they are just doing it because it's giving them votes. Babiš would, I don't know, put a picture of his on the toilet to the newspaper if it would get him vote. Well, I said would, but he actually did it. The older of us remember that there was really such a picture in Czech media, which Babiš posted before elections, and he was there in the toilet. So now Bitcoin is the same for him, like he's there with the bee. And who are you who is not from Czech Republic, and you are from other countries, you probably know, I don't know, Trump or other guys who are doing basically the same. Well, Trump is making money on Bitcoin, moreover. But he's also getting invited to some crypto conferences, like, you know, he's famous, and if you invite him to conference, you get views, you get media attentions, and so on. So I can understand why somebody do this. I can understand why somebody invites Trump on crypto conference. On the other hand, I probably wouldn't go myself to presentation of Trump, how he's talking about Bitcoin, because why? My time is too precious to me, and I can listen to other people talking about Bitcoin, I think even much better than him. But as this is happening, it leads to many libertarians are starting to, I don't know, maybe refuse Bitcoin, because it seems like Bitcoin is corrupted by states. And the question is it really like that? Is Bitcoin corrupted by states? Because we can see it all around the world. Like, you know, in El Salvador, there is a dictator who was trying to impose Bitcoin to the people in El Salvador and make it like the government state payment, as well as many central banks are buying Bitcoins as their reserves. And for example, United States are getting Bitcoins from terrorists or even from drug dealers and closed dark markets, and they are using them. So the tool for achieving liberty is now used by many as a tool for achieving power. And this is the reason why some libertarians are turning their back to the Bitcoin now. Like, okay, it's just, I loved it. It was the tool for freedom, but I don't like it because it's a tool for achieving power now for many people. And what's my position to that? I would say I just don't care. I don't care what the others are doing with Bitcoin. I don't care what central banks are doing with Bitcoin. I don't care what El Salvador is doing with Bitcoin. I'm not applauding to it, but I'm also not saying like I don't like Bitcoin now because some people are using it as a tool for achieving power, because any tool can be used quite for anything. And if you have a gun, it can be a tool for defense, but it can also be a tool for offense. And I won't stop use my gun just because some other people are using guns to make terrible things in the world. And this is the same with the Bitcoin, because I don't want to give my attention to politicians. I do it in some way. For example, right now, I'm talking about them, so I am giving them my attention. But I don't want to live my life according to politics. And I don't trust politics. I either trust politicians, I don't trust government. But it doesn't mean that I automatically trust opposite anything that they say, because I don't think this is quite smart way how to achieve it. As well as I don't obey politicians, but it doesn't mean that I am going the opposite of what they say. Because if I would, I would be controlled exactly the same way, just opposite direction. You know, if you do whatever government says, you are controlled by them. But if you do the opposite, you are controlled by them as well, just in other direction. But I don't want that. I don't want to be controlled by anybody. I just want to live my life. I just want to use my money as I want. And I don't want to ask anybody for permission. And this is also the way why I, for example, support Monero, as well as I supported Bitcoin a long time ago. And I bought it, not because I thought I would get rich on it, even if it happened, but it wasn't my intention. I just bought Bitcoin because it was a competition to government money. Now I hold Bitcoin and I hold even some Moneros. I even agree with Bitcoin maximalists who are saying that Bitcoin is the best storage of value. And it is. I know that it is. I know that I would earn more if I would hold just Bitcoin, but I also hold a Monero because I want to support a project which says like it's anybody matter what's in anybody else's wallet. I like this attitude. And I don't want to change it. I think that this world made big change, like economical secrets and banking secret was here long time ago, like really big thing. Now nobody cares about it. But I think that what's in your wallet is your secret as well as your health record or as well as any other stuff of your private life, because it's just your privacy. And so I don't want to ask them for permission, and I don't. And a lot of people can tell me, like, if you give up on it, they will make regulations, and those regulations will be worse than if you care about it. You know, we have here Czech cryptocurrency associations, and they are doing that. They are doing like, yeah, let's go help them to regulate it to not make it so terrible. Yeah. But it starts with this, and at the end, they are helping the police to research for the dark markets and so on. And yeah, it's true that if libertarians wouldn't care about politics, it may happen that those regulations would be harder. But my answer to it is that I rather put my energy into breaking laws than bend my will to write them. I think this is the position I want to defend here on this talk. And I know that a lot of people won't like it, but this is what makes perfect sense to me. Because I don't feel politicians as anybody who can tell me how should I live my life, because it's my life, my responsibility. And I want to live my life freely, and as long as I would ask them, beg them, please make better regulation for me, please allow me to use my money, then I am losing my freedom. And, you know, I'm studying freedom and liberty for more than 20 years, and there is one thing I love about it. Well, there is a lot of things I love about it, but one thing I want to tell you about, it's almost every time when I get to it somehow, to some specific case, I find out that using liberty is at first efficient and at second also ethical. I love this, and I want to show it to you for this case, why this is for me efficient and ethical. First, the efficiency. I think it's very obvious for any individual, like the process how to change law is really hard. It takes a long time. You can spend a lot of energy on it. It's very unsure on the output. And mainly, it's dirty politician game. And if you play it, you get dirty too. If you want to be successful in it, you probably get dirty. You do some compromises with your ideals. So, and even if you just look at the energy, if you don't like some law, if you try to change it, it's definitely much more energy than find your way how to break it. You can break it openly, you can break it closely, you can do it hiddenly. There is a lot of ways how to work with that. But a lot of people can say like, yeah, you are right, but that's selfish. It's something that helps you, but what about the society? What about the society when you break the laws, but still there are those bad regulations in the society? But I say that this is absolutely scalable, because you can teach the others what you find out about breaking laws. And there is a lot of ways how to do that. You can do it openly, publicly, and put it on the internet. Well, that's illegal. But I still do that, and I'm still here. So it's also a way how you can do it. But if you don't want to risk so much, you can do it anonymously on the internet and whatever. So you can help also the society. If you find out the way how to break bad law, you can help people to do it as well. And you can do it like me here. And yes, this is illegal when I'm saying that, at least here in that country. But you don't need to go to the stage and talk like this. You can go to the internet and do it anonymously. And I suppose I don't need to tell you Bitcoiners how to be not visible on the internet. You can do it very well. So I think it's much more efficient to break laws than to change them. And there's also the ethical part. The ethical part I like even more, because I think that the individuals are paying their souls for politics. That's the price you pay for it. Because I suppose you know a lot of people, I know a lot of people who went to politics with like, I'm going there for the freedom. And it usually takes few years. And after that few years, they are doing so many compromises, and then quite nothing is the rest from the beginning. What they came there. They came there to achieve freedom, but they ended like I'm trying to get elected for any price, and they forget why they went there. But okay, I saw it many times, and I don't want to risk it with myself. And I can't recommend it to you, but there is another thing which I think is even much more important, and that's obedience. If you accept that, like, okay, we have here some laws, and if you don't like it, you should change it. This is the obedient way to that. This is the obedient way how to deal with it. Because on the other hand, I can think about it like, I didn't make those laws. And why should I respect them? And why should I even try to change them? This is not my laws. It's just some laws somebody else. Yeah, those people who are creating the laws has the power. They have the physical power to put me in jail or whatever like that. And I can defend to it, better or worse, but I can somehow. However, if I spread the obedience, I think this is the poison to our society. You know, probably everybody of you heard a story about how disobedience killed people, like, you know, kids went to a cliff, they didn't listen to their mother and they fall down, or that guy who called the wolf and then the wolf killed him because they were not obedient. Yeah, and you can die because you are not obedient. But you know how many millions of people died in human history because of obedience. I think that there is nothing more would kill people more than the obedience, because we always say, like, it was a war, or it was a communism, or it was a nazism. And yes, that's true. I'm not saying that it's not true. It is. But there is always the obedience. Because Hitler or Stalin or whoever like that would be absolutely powerless without those millions of people who were obeying their orders. And I think that the obedience is the poison of our society. In the name of obedience, the worst things in our history happened, the genocides, all the wars. It wouldn't be possible if people wouldn't obey. If you change your mind from, okay, here's some law, and if I don't like it, I need to change it, but until I change it, I need to follow that rule. Yeah, this is one mindset. And the other mindset is, okay, here is some law, they have the power. So, but it's their law and their power, and it's my way. How can I bypass it? How can I break it? How can I bend it? How can I live my life not with changing the rules and going to politics and beg them for something? It's just live my life and find a way how to break those laws, not to change them. So this is my point. I think this is the thing I want to pass to you if I got just 20 minutes. And I would be very happy if you think about it, if it maybe influence you somehow. However, it's still like, obey no one, not even me. So if you think that this is bullshit, just ignore it and do whatever you feel it's right. Because I don't think you should obey no one. Like, there is very different position. If this is what I told you is somehow interesting for you, it's resonating with you, and it's somehow talking to your soul or to your heart, then it's great, and you can inspire by that. But if you think this is bullshit, just don't follow it, don't obey it, because you know the best what's in your heart and in your soul and how you want to live. And don't let anybody, not even politician, but not even some anarchist Urza, to tell you how to live, because it's your lives, and they are short. And you have limited time here on Earth. So enjoy that time and do whatever you consider is right and not what other people tell you that you should do. Thank you very much.
Secure your BTC Prague 2026 ticket at the lowest possible price now.